Chapter 20. Another Meeting. Mr. Brownlow found Monks the next day. He went to the public house that Nancy told him about, collected Monks and took him to his house. "You must tell us the truth," Mr. Brownlow said to Monks. "If you don't, you will go to prison. I suggest you sit down." Monks hesitated, but when he saw the angry look on Mr. Brownlow's face, he sat down.
"This is horrible treatment from my father's closest friend," he said.
"I am talking to you and not the police because I was your father's closest friend," Mr. Brownlow replied.
"But what do you want from me?" asked Monks.
"I want you to confess," said Mr. Brownlow. "I know you have a brother," he continued. "I know that your father married a woman he did not love because of pressure from his family. I know that woman was your mother, and you were their only child. I also know that your parents eventually separated."
"I don't know," said Monks.
"Don't interrupt me. After the separation, your father fell in love with a girl from a good family. They wanted to marry. When your father's uncle died and left him some money, your father had to go to Rome for it. But he fell ill in Rome. I know your mother went to look after your father and, of course, his money. Sadly, your father died in Rome. No one found your father's testament, so you and your mother kept all the money." Mr. Brownlow paused and then said slowly, his eyes on Monk's face, "But before he went to Rome, he came to me."
"I didn't know that,"
interrupted Monk, surprised. "He gave me a painting of the girl he loved. He talked about the dishonour he caused this woman because she was pregnant. His plan was to get the money, then marry the girl. He told me he changed his testament before he went to Rome. He wanted to give some of the money to you and to your mother, but the rest of it would be for his future wife and child. He promised to write and tell me everything, but of course, he never did." Monks smiled in triumph. "When your brother," said Mr. Brownlow, going closer to Monks, "when your brother, Oliver, was rescued by me from a life of..."
"What?"
exclaimed Monks. "Yes," continued Mr. Brownlow. "Oliver recovered from an illness in my house. I saw that he looked like the girl in the painting, Agnes, the girl your father loved."
"You can't prove anything against me," said Monks confidently. "You don't know that a child was born. You cannot be sure. Oliver is my brother."
"You're right. Until 2 weeks ago, I wasn't sure," replied Mr. Brownlow. "But now I know everything. You see, I know every word that passed between you and Fagin. And now Nancy is dead, and you are responsible."
"No, no," interrupted Monks. "I know nothing of that."
Then Dr. Losburn entered the room, very excited.
"The police arrested the man who murdered Nancy."
"And Fagin?" asked Mr. Brownlow.
"They will catch him."
Mr. Brownlow turned to Monks. "Help us, or they will arrest you as well," said Mr. Brownlow. Monks soon agreed and told them about Oliver's true identity. He promised to give Oliver his inheritance.